You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. The price of the EpiPen, a brand name drug injector used by people with severe allergies, is climbing rapidly, and some consumers say they're getting priced out of affording the life-saving device. Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut is one of several lawmakers demanding action from the pharmaceutical company that owns EpiPen. He joins me now. Good morning, Senator Blumenthal.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. So I'm sure you've been hearing from your constituents about this. What are their concerns?
Their concerns are very simply that this life-saving medicine will be unavailable to their children when they go to school or go to restaurants. Remember that the EpiPen can literally help save people from choking, their airwaves closing, their eyes shutting when they develop an allergic reaction. And yet its price has gone from about $100 in 2008 now to well above $500, in some cases $600, $700. So we're seeing a 500, 600% price increase that puts it out of range for some families.
So what are you asking the pharmaceutical company that owns EpiPen, Mylan, to do? To lower the price or to subsidize it for some people?
To cut the price, basically. They're making $1.2 billion in profits every year on the EpiPen. They have a monopoly stranglehold on the market. There is no competition, none whatsoever, because its closest competitor, which had only 15% of the market, went out of business, essentially. And so they should provide either coupons or subsidies, but more importantly, lower the price. And I also want an investigation by the Judiciary Committee and the Federal Trade Commission, because the EpiPen manufacturer, that's Mylan, may have broken the law by its anti-competitive behavior.
I mean, the EpiPen has been around for a while. There is still no generic version for it. Aren't there laws in place to prevent monopolies like this from happening?
There are laws that prevent misuse of monopoly power. They don't absolutely bar monopolies. And in this instance, there is a generic version of the medicine, but its delivery mechanism is by no means as sure or easy. So essentially, there is a monopoly position of power, and to misuse that power is a violation of law. If a company uses predatory pricing practices to keep out competition, or it raises the price unduly, it can be prosecuted, and there should be an investigation here of Mylan's conduct or misconduct by the Federal Trade Commission, and I'm going to seek one from the Judiciary Committee where I serve.
You co-sponsored a bill to give grants to states to require EpiPens in public schools, and that passed in 2013. Has the recent price hike affected that program, do you know?
It will make it more difficult for any schools to purchase the product because, after all, they're paying a 600 or 700 price increase, percent increase as well. So it's going to impose that additional price burden, unnecessary and unconscionable, on taxpayers rather than individual purchasers. It may make the medicine more available, but it's still no excuse for Mylan to put this life-saving medicine out of the reach of ordinary consumers.
Senator Blumenthal, thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Thank you.
Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut. And we'd like to hear from people who buy EpiPens for yourself or for your kids. Does the latest price hike affect the number of pens you'll buy this year? Tell us on Twitter. We've just tweeted out a poll for people who use EpiPens to tell us whether or not you're scaling back on the number of pens you'll buy this year because of the rising cost. Head to Twitter.com and type in WNYC to take the poll.